Lance Azumi of the Pacific Research Institute back on the show. His latest book, also on the importance of school choice, A Kite in a Hurricane No More, available for you as wherever books are sold. And, you know, when you talk about non-traditional schools, school choice, other schools, and learning disabilities, Lance, it gets a bit more complex because, one, it's different types of disabilities, different types of capabilities. So what kind of effect has the COVID pandemic had on that area of education?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, David, for having me back on your show. And, well, you know, the kids with learning disabilities, you know, they have, you know, a difficult time under, you know, the best of circumstances, but certainly with COVID, you know, it's extremely difficult for them. And so, I mean, even more so than, you know, regular students or who don't have disabilities. And so, you know, they are, you know, one of the groups that are really most affected by this. The book that you mentioned, my most recent book that just came out last week, A Kite in a Hurricane No More, which I co-authored with a young girl, a young woman named Mia Giordano, is really about her journey as a student, as a child, a young child who had severe learning disabilities because of a health issue. And unfortunately, the conventional schools were not able to meet her needs. And they were, you know, they wrongly provided the treatments that or programs that weren't going to work for her. And so her mother exercised her educational choice options, took her out home to homeschool her, and was able to access really incredible, successful, and effective Canadian program that basically retrained her brain to learn. And because of that, she was in that program for several years. It totally changed her life around. And she's now to the point where she can, you know, is probably going to get into a very prestigious university. So it's an incredibly inspiring, transformational story. And it also underscores the importance of giving parents and their children choice options so that they're not stuck in a one-size-fits-all environment at the, you know, regular public schools.
You know, to peel this topic back a little bit more, Lance, identifying, and we obviously don't, you know, can't discuss every single type of disability, but it's a broad range. Give us an idea of that range from minimal disability to, I don't know if the word extreme is the right word, but to more disabled.
Yeah, no, that's right, David. In the case of Mia, for example, as I mentioned, she had a health issue that caused her to have brain problems, you know, weaknesses in various parts of her brain. And she had severe learning problems. So her problems range from having a very serious, severe stutter, to, you know, not being able to read or do math or to write. And so then the reason for that is because she had these brain weaknesses. And for your listeners, the brain is very complex. There are probably over 50 different parts of your brain, but they're all interconnected. So if you have weaknesses in certain parts of your brain, they'll cause like a domino effect, all these you know, dysfunctions in your ability to do things. And so that's what she had. And what this Canadian program that I mentioned did and does, it's called the Aerosmith program, based out of Toronto, Canada. It would focus on the weak parts of your brain and retrain those brains through repetitive exercises so that they become as strong as the rest of your brain. And it takes advantage of brain research that says that your brain is not a static organ. It actually can change, and so that it's called neuroplasticity. And so your brain can adapt, and so indeed that's what happened. You know, Mia was able to use this program, to go through this program and have her brain basically be transformed into, you know, what it should have been in the first place. And she, as I said, is an incredible reader, you know, is a great student. In fact, you know, the summer before she got out of this program, she read 53 books in a summer, whereas she could barely read one, you know, before she went in. So it's an incredible thing to be able to see the transformation of kids with learning disabilities and to, you know, gain the appreciation that, you know, we're not stuck where we are.